Okay, have you got a wine, Emma?
No, I don't, actually. And I feel like that's a mistake. Can I just grab one real quick? Okay.
Okay, it is episode 4 of Electric Rodeo, the Adult Tui Megastill podcast, with me, Emily Wrights, and my friend...
Emma Hewitt.
Emma Hewitt. She's our resident sexpert, and she knows everything there is to know about sex toys, and I'm just here for the ride.
Please no one test me on that.
So we have had so much great feedback about the podcast, which we are so chuffed about.
Yeah, we sure are.
So please keep those coming by emailing emily@adulttoymegastore.co.nz or messaging us at the Love ATMS Instagram page or on Facebook, the Adult Toy Megastore Facebook page, because we love hearing from you. And I actually got 2 questions this week that were the same, and I'm sure you've been asked this before, but I got asked, what is our most embarrassing sex toy story? Now I have one literally on the top of my tongue because I recently had an experience so mortifying that... I mean, you know, Emma, because I came into work and immediately was like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
It's a good one. It's a good story.
So, basically, a little while ago at an unnamed writers' festival, I was staying with... often when you do writers' festivals, you stay with hosts who are involved in the festival.
Right.
That's the usual mode of accommodation kind of thing. And it's really lovely to do it that way because it's kind of like being billeted. But anyway, I was very excited about a weekend without my children. So I packed my little bag of goodies that were basically new from Adult Toy Megastore. And I thought, I'm going to enjoy myself this weekend. I mean, when you have kids, of course you are taking your kit with you, right?
Any opportunity, I think.
And it's actually been a really funny thing with writers' festivals that I've been going to, where once all the writers that you're sharing the house with, once they have a few drinks, you pull out and show, you know, it's like a demo of... not of you using it, obviously, but, like, just... because sex toys are the great leveler, right? You say you work in a sex toy shop and everybody wants to hear about it. And there are a lot of toys that have to be seen to be believed. So it's, like, this really funny icebreaker when people say, do you have any toys with you? And you're like, yeah,
of course I do.
Because usually when you work where we do, you're often... getting toys to trial, right? So I have toys. I have a lot of toys I haven't used yet because I'm still.
So you haven't had another writers' festival to go to and try them out.
Exactly. I'm working my way through. So I take new toys to try out. And anyway, long story short, I was going to try out some of my new toys at this Airbnb, and it wasn't an Airbnb really, it was like somebody's house, and I don't know what the etiquette is, maybe you can tell me, and maybe I'm a bad person for masturbating in somebody's house, but I don't get a lot of time to myself. But anyway, that we had made jokes the night before about where I worked, and I had talked about sex toys in my talk. And in the morning, one of the people we were staying with said, I heard banging from your room. And there's no way, like, I wasn't that noisy. There's
right,
no
okay,
chance.
Okay.
And actually, I was super embarrassed. And I was like, aww, that is inappropriate to say that. Because there isn't, like, I wasn't banging, you know. And I felt, like, ashamed.
Aww.
Which you should never feel ashamed.
No, you shouldn't.
But anyway, as I was getting out of the shower, the wind kind of banged the closet doors, and I thought that's the banging that she thought it was, like the banging of the closet doors she thought was me banging away in bed by myself. But anyway, so that was embarrassing, but that wasn't even the actually embarrassing part. So the next, like, I flew back to Wellington like a day or two later, I get a picture sent to me from the lovely person I was staying with. Oh, I love her. She's a very lovely woman who would be a very, you know, She's an older lady, but not that much older, but you know what I mean. And she sent me a picture of my glass dildo. And said, is this yours?
Oh, no.
And I thought about just being like, wrong number. But I had the texts with her. From she hosted me for the most wonderful weekend she had. And I love her so much. I'm desperate to go and visit her again.
Just leave your toys up.
yeah. But then she was like, do you want me to post it back? And it was like, I really wanted to because it was a glass one, and you know,
you know they are gold. We glass, need, yeah. You can't leave that anywhere.
Oh, I was like mortified, and I messaged Ring like, "Yes, please, I'm so sorry." And then I was like, "It wasn't used," and I'm sure she didn't believe me, but
she would have heard about that door banging and been like,
"I know." I'm just
how
hard
so are you using this toy, Emily?
Yeah, I just like my face actually hurts. Right now from cringing, like I still feel like it's the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
But so then funny.
I got a parcel in the mail and the kids were super excited and opened it up and they're like, it's just a sock, and inside the sock was the glass.
Oh my
and
god,
like, what is this, mum? And I was like, it's a rolling pin.
The story just keeps giving and giving, doesn't it?
It's I mean, it leads into the other question I always get, which is how to keep your sex toys away from your kids. So,
sock is a good start. What do kids not want to play with? A sock.
Do socks work as storage for?
Yes, they work. Do you know what? They work as storage for everything. I had a like digital camera for years that lived in this big ass fluffy sock because I lost the case. And I would just like carry it around in this big sock. I'm like, if it can protect my camera, it can protect my toys. But they're kind of perfect, right? They're the perfect shape. I've never thought about this until now.
Yeah, well, okay. So as we know, most sex toys do not actually come in containers, right?
And it's so frustrating.
It's so frustrating.
2020, put your toys in a goddamn container or at least a bag. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they don't come with a bag.
I know.
So obviously I've got heaps of the on the website, which is adulttoymegastore.wherever you are, co.nz, com.au, .com, com.co.uk. God.
Figure it out yourselves.
Yeah, you can find on there bags, and they're the Adult Toy Megastore silk bags.
Yeah, they're cute too.
And I have some, like that's predominantly what I use, but I don't have enough for every one of my toys.
Yeah. No.
So how do you, what do you put your toys in?
So I've got a few random things. Like I've got toys, like any toys used to come in more cases than they do now, I think. Because when I first started working at Adult Toy Megastore, I have ended up with quite a few like storage cases. And so sometimes that like came with a toy, like my womanizer. I don't think they do anymore, but it came in like this amazing like hard cover case that you can just use. So I just try and pile as much as I can into each of those because they always have the little mesh cover on one side and then where the toy goes on the other. So I just take all of the chargers and stuff out, and then any little like finger vibes, bullet vibes, anything like that, they all go in there. Otherwise, Jay, my partner, is a bit of a collector of boxes and cases, and like some are like old and vintage and cool, and some of them are just like crappy zip cases that he finds in op shops, but anything like that we use. So most of our stuff at the moment is in an old vintage like music case. It must have been like a trumpet case or something, and it's huge and it's green, and then inside that is all my little cases or plastic bags full of toys because you don't want to put your silicone toys together. So we just have like a mix smash of stuff, and we have one closet, well, one cupboard in the closet, which is our sex toy and chocolate shelf, and that's where all our toys and our chocolate also goes. It's like the best part of the room.
Yeah, all of mine go in the drawers next to our bed. Like my husband has a set of drawers, and I have a set of drawers, and I kind of have a hierarchy with my toys. Yes. Like the Satisfy Pros and the bedside next to me.
Yeah.
And then like some of the ones I need like far less likely to use are in the bottom drawer and stuff like that. But if I'm honest, they're all pretty loose in there. Like, because I'm often pulling them out to show for lives and things like that. Like, they're often coming out not for use, but to do, you know, demos online or something like that. But I did actually, when I started at ATMS, I bought a Bunnings lockbox, like a massive black Bunnings lockbox. But the kids were really obsessed with it because it had a lock on it, which was really exciting to them. So I was like, this just defeats the purpose because it looks like something they want to get into.
True.
Like, they're not actually going to go in my drawers because what's in there that they want, you know? Or like my underwear drawer, they'd have no reason to go in there. But a giant black lockbox under the bed was just too tempting for them. So I would constantly find them going, trying to get into it. And then eventually my eldest was like, please, please, can I have the lockbox as my detective box? And I was like, oh, fine. So I just gave it to him and put them all back in the drawer. There have been times where I have left especially the wands out because I'm often using them on my back while I work and then they just get left out. And to be honest, the kids are just like, that's mummy's massager. And like, I think I said in one of the other episodes I was going to get my doxy wand back because I've had such a sore back. So I actually got it, my doxy wand.
Yeah.
And I've been using it on my back, and I don't know if you guys can pick up on hearing my children screaming at each other upstairs. We're just going to work through it.
That was perfect timing. You were just talking about them.
Yeah, it's important that I let them be independent and work out their issues on their own.
Good. Love it.
But the doxy wand I have used on my husband's back because he also has a bad back, and I've used it on mine. I've never actually used it for its intended purpose. But so the children know it as it's a back massager.
Yeah, right.
So actually, when my back was really, really sore last week, because I think a lot of people right now are having back problems because of working from home, my eldest said, I'll do your back. And so he got, and he was doing my back with it. And I was like, look, wands are fine. They are just back massages.
Exactly.
And my son's picked up like a bullet that's fallen out of my underwear drawer or something when I pulled out underwear or something. And he's gone, what's this? And I'm like, a battery.
Yeah.
And then, I just try and give it the most boring name possible.
Oh, yeah. Because then they're not intrigued by it. They're just like, it's crap.
And I mean, my Satisfy Pro, I've left that in the shower before and the kids have been like, what is this? And I'm like, it's for my face. Like, they don't.
Pore cleaner.
Yeah. And I mean, I think how many times have we seen videos sent to us of people's kids playing with Satisfy Pros? And I just think, I get it, not wanting your kids to see this stuff. Like, I get it. But I also think, unpack why it feels like a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, for us, I want the kids to grow up in a household where they know sex and pleasure is normal and you do it when you're ready.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to decide when that is, and it's up to your partner. And, all those things that I want to teach my kids about, like enthusiastic consent, a lot of that is stuff they're going to learn with their own bodies. And as much as people think, I would hate to know about what my mum did in bed and all that, it's kind of like, yeah, I get you. But at the same time, unpack that as well. Like, how come when dads talk about sex with their sons, it's all cool? And, a lot of the stuff that fathers tell their sons can be, like, quite toxic about, like,
joking around
So what would happen if mothers were talking to their sons about, these are, my things that make me feel nice?
Exactly, yeah. Feels good for me too.
yeah, I'm not suggesting doing that with 7-year-olds, but I mean, when my kids are teenagers, am I going to talk to them about women's pleasure, whether they like it or not? Yeah, I am.
Yeah, good.
Like, I'm going to try and make that a comfortable conversation with them, and that's going to be hard, but I'm not going to not talk about it with them. That's like part of sex education for, it's the sex education I wish I'd had.
Yeah. And this is a really good time to talk about that because it's also Masturbation Month.
It is Masturbation Month.
And this is exactly the reason that Masturbation Month even started, with the firing of the Surgeon General, Jocelyn Alders, in the early 90s in the US. And the reason that she was fired by Bill Clinton, might I add, was because someone asked her a question about pleasure and teaching children about pleasure as a part of their sex education, and she just said it was a good idea, and that literally got her fired. And I feel like that was so long ago, and I don't think that things have changed all of that much. I never got any pleasure education when I was at school. It was basically like the Mean Girls scene where if you have sex, you will get pregnant and you will die.
Yeah. I don't know if I've used this story before on the podcast, but we got like church education, which was you got a dirty toothbrush and you got told to put it in your mouth. And like, the thing was like, you're the, women are the dirty toothbrushes. Because it's never men, like, yeah.
What? But what is the meaning of this? What do you mean the dirty toothbrush?
If you saw a toothbrush and it was clean, you would put it in your mouth, I guess. I don't know. But, like, it has to be in its package. That's why you want a virgin.
A
virgin toothbrush is in its package. But if you saw, if you have sex with more than one person, you're a dirty toothbrush and nobody's going to want to put you in their mouth.
Right. Who is using their toothbrush only one time? Because I have been doing it wrong all along.
And also, honestly, lots of people put me in their mouth, and there was no, you're dirty.
It's not your first rodeo, Emily.
But, you know, like, and that is phenomenal, and coming from Bill fucking Clinton.
I know, right? I was like, oh buddy.
Oh, Lord. So, I mean, I guess that's why the thing with toys is, like, obviously you don't want your kid coming out with a toy and you having an awkward conversation, like them coming out at a dinner party with, like, a massive double-ended dildo. Nobody wants that. But at the same time, hide your toy. My approach is put your toys in your drawer, but they're a normal thing. They're like a razor or a toothbrush.
A clean one only, package.
Still in its package toothbrush. But, I mean, yeah, my thing is just, like, it's a normal thing. And when the kids get old enough to be like, oh, that's mum's vibrator, like, no doubt they're going to be like, that's gross, because I probably thought that growing up. But I kind of hope that they'll be like, oh, yeah, I don't know, like, women masturbate as well. And I can masturbate and that's fine. Like, we talk a lot about anybody with kids knows how much kids touch themselves. Like, that is just a fact of life. And I have friends with teenagers who are like, they're literally having 45 minute showers and you could break their sheets in half, you know. Like, kids are masturbating. I think it's really important to be like, have some healthy conversations about that. Like, this is something you do in private. It's okay to do as long as you feel all right, but you do it in private. You don't involve other people, especially when you're, you know, under the age of consent and things that. But I want us to be able to talk about that in, like, freely. And so some of that is unpacking my, I'm not going to sit on a podcast and say, have no shame around masturbation and stuff like that, and then be like, loser if my kids find one of my vibrators. Exactly. And that's not to say, like, I, you know, are having those conversations with my kids, but you know, I think, yeah, it's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
And you can handle it. It's a battery. It's a razor. It's mummy's face.
So many of them just look like they could be anything else these days. You know, yeah, like, yeah. What is a, like, a finger vibe just doesn't look like anything. You know,
they're not super filler. I mean, it's difficult with ones like the toy that I want to say is the hippo, which has just come back into stock, which is my favourite toy. It's pink. It's shaped like a hippo. It is the best, that toy. It's my favourite Satisfyer vibe. It's an internal vibe with a knob on the end. Like, my favourite thing is it's called a pleasure-seeking snooch, which just cracks me up the way that Satisfyer describes their products. I'm like, that ain't it.
Oh, that is so cute. I love animal toys. I was talking about my bad back cock ring on the Facebook quiz the other night, and people were loving it. And I was like, I love this thing. But then I looked and they're gone. They're sold out. And I was like, well, not surprised. They're delightful.
Well, the hippo sold out really quickly, so if you want the hippo, you better get on right now and buy the hippo. But, I mean, it is kind of, some of these toys look a bit like kids' toys. So my other thing is, like, you know, it's probably not surprising if you come out and your kid's playing with a hippo. Yeah, and, like,
that's true.
Like, oh, well, give it a wash after, they're fine. They don't know what it is.
They just think it's a hippo. Yeah. Yeah, totally true.
Mummy's favourite hippo.
Yeah, yeah. Do not bury this in the garden. This is Mummy's favourite hippo. You will be in big trouble.
Oh, and on that note, I think that's us for today. But I'm going to recommend the hippo for sure. And I think we've both kind of recommended those ATMS
bags
to just chuck in at the cart.
I need some more of those myself, actually.
Yeah, just don't worry too much about toy storage, but do keep your silicons apart.
Yeah. And if you have to, you can even just use a little, like, Ziploc bag as well. If you need to put them all into one, like, drawer or something, then a little bag to separate them out is totally fine too.
Yeah, like wet bags. If anybody has uses reusable nappies or has swim bags for their kids, they work really well.
Yeah,
so, well, thank you so much for joining us again. We actually didn't get to the other questions, please know that if you sent us questions, we will answer them. We're trying to keep these podcasts short because we know that lots of us, you parents, everybody working, trying to get back to life as normal under level 2, don't have a lot of time. So we will see you soon, though. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in.